flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right. How do they do it Sunday? This isn't going to be super elaborate. It is much different than the last two games. The last two games were super easy to sort of pregame. You had great offenses. You had not so great defenses. And it was the offense that played at least slightly better. And it was the offense that didn't make the mistakes. And it turned out that that is exactly why Washington won. They played better offense than Tampa and Detroit, even if it was just slightly better offense than Tampa and Detroit. But they played cleanly. And Tampa's offense in Detroit's offense did not. Tampa had the one critical turnover inside their own 15-yard line. They also botched a third and inches when they were trailing 20-17. And Detroit turned the ball over five times. Ball game, they're here. This is different because Philadelphia is not the offensive juggernaut that Tampa and certainly Detroit are, but they are the best defensive team in the NFL. And on offense, they certainly have the ability to run the football as well as anybody can in the NFL. They finished number two in the league behind Baltimore in rushing. All right, the keys. Number one, I think this is the most important thing, and it's not anything dealing with numbers. It's not dealing with percentages. It is for them to continue and to go in there and be the team mentally that they have been all season long, especially in these first two playoff games. Walk in to the Link on Sunday with that, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime belief. Toughness, relentlessness, competitiveness, confidence. Confidence. Hey, guys, confidence is everything. They've had it all year long, and they play well, and they play to win. If they lose Sunday, I don't think it's going to be because they didn't believe they could win, or they weren't absolutely convinced that they were going to win. It's going to be because the Eagles played great. The Eagles are going to have to play great to beat this Washington team. They went into Tampa and Detroit believing they would win. You could see it. And they played that way. They were aggressive, not necessarily on defense, okay, even though they got five turnovers, but that offensive mentality of attacking. And then, by the way, on fourth down, yeah, we've got number five. And it's not only analytically in our favor to do so, we think it will demoralize you every time we make another one, because we will. They're here because they have this swagger right now. More than anything else, I'm going to say after this, this is why they have an excellent chance Sunday. They not only think they can do it, they know they're going to do it. It is the power of confidence, the power of believing. They're feeling it right now. That's not made up stuff. That's not fan talk. They've been saying it. Number two, you've got to win on Sunday with, once again, explosive and clean offensive football. I think this personally sort of plays out in quick game, passing game against their zone coverage. I think the quarterback, of course, has to be involved in the running game. I think this is a handling of Jalen Carter and not letting him ruin the game. He's not the only one that can ruin the game, although he is probably right now, if not the best interior defensive lineman, one of the top two or three in the game, on his way to becoming the best. He's a dominant, dominant player, and Washington's hurting with the loss of Sam Cosmi. That's a big loss. That's a big loss on the field. That's a big loss in the huddle. That's a big loss in the locker room. How they handle that will be huge. You know, they have struggled against Philadelphia with interior domination of their offensive line. A couple of the times that it happened against the Cowboys, I think in one of those games there was no Biotish, but you have to protect the interior of the field offensively, and that means dealing with Jalen Carter. I think this is, you know, Jaden's game, as in Jaden Daniels' game, once again. He's rushed the ball 29 times in these two playoff games. He is going for it. He understands the moment. This is the Alabama game last year in Tuscaloosa before he got hurt. That was the game and that night and that Monday that Denton and I were in here saying, hand him the Heisman. It's over. He's clearly the best player in college football. And my God, what a good NFL quarterback he's going to be. This is walking into Tuscaloosa and playing the way he played before he got hurt in the third quarter of that game, or the way he played in the Swamp. Now, Florida's a little bit different. Bama was a good defensive team. Florida was a terrible defensive team when he rolled up like 900 yards of personal offense. It was actually well over 500. What was the number that night? Did he have 600 yards of offense? I forget. It was a record-setting night. This guy is going to live and breathe and be the moment. He's been that in these two games. The 29 rush attempts the last two games, the most back-to-back he's had in any two games this year. You don't think he understands how much this team needs him to carry it? 13 carries against Tampa, 16 last week. This is do or die. There's no tomorrow. I don't care what kind of runs he makes. I want him to protect himself, of course. But if it's fourth and two, you're not worrying about protecting yourself, and he won't. His playmaking, his clutch factor, he's the number one in this game. If he plays like he's played 95% of the time this year, they're not scoring less than 24. And that puts them into probable winning area.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Number three. You can't let Saquon Barkley and the Philly running game dominate when they have the ball with or without Jalen Hurts, with or without Jalen Hurts being 100%. Philly's game plan, anybody's game plan against this Washington team, is the game plan that we think of sometimes, and that is keep your offense on the field and keep the other team's offense off it. Now, in Philly's case, it's you're keeping your offense on the field. You need to score. You need to possess the ball because you don't want to let Jaden Daniels back out onto the field. It's not that you're worried about your defense. In Washington's case, is you want to dominate time of possession. You want to score on, you know, 5 of 9 or 6 of 10 drives, you know, in the game because you don't want your defense back out on the field. But Philly's best way to beat Washington is, I think, on offense, because I don't think any defense can really stop Jaden Daniels and Washington's offense. Let's not forget, Washington pulled off an all-timer. They scored 36 points in an NFL game, all of the points scored on offense, and still overcoming 5 turnovers. That's insanity. By the way, the next week they were penalized 13 times and scored 30 against Atlanta. Philly's got to keep Washington's offense off the field. That's how they win this game. And to keep Washington's offense off the field, more likely than not, they've got to run the football because that's who they are. And so Washington's got to load up the box. They've got to play with discipline. They've got to tackle well. And all 11, and this is one thing I am, you know, I 100% believe will be the case. They will be ready defensively, effort-wise. They have been all season long. They run it down. You know, they play to the whistle, all of the cliches. But you can't let Saquon and, you know, the Philly running game, however it is laid out, because we don't know what Hurts will be. Will he be a part of the running game? Won't he? If he isn't, you got a much better shot, because look what happened in the second half when Hurts wasn't there. Now, there was a big portion of the first half that Saquon Barkley kept running the ball well with Kenny Pickett in the game. But the second half, it was 16 for 33. Next up, you know, Washington's punted 1 time in 2 games. Philly's punted 9 times in 2 games. If Philly punts 4.5 times in this game and we punt a half time, the average of the first two, Washington wins. Washington doesn't punt. They're a 4-down team. Philly's a 4-down team. But Washington doesn't punt often because they just don't get stopped in 3 downs in their own territory. If they get stopped in 3 downs, it's usually closer to the red zone area. They've already moved it 30 to 40 yards. I think just looking at punts, you know, there are a couple of things to look at, right? Turnover margin, obviously. Red zone margin, obviously. But I think the punt difference will be very telling. I think if you picked up the box score and you didn't see the game, and you looked first at turnover margin, that would be the first thing you'd want to look at. You'd want to look at probably red zone percentage next. But the third thing would be how many times did they punt and how many times did we punt? They punt, we don't. Lastly, kicking's going to be huge in this game. Jake Elliott's been a mess this year, although he's never missed a playoff field goal. Interestingly, though, he's missed 5 playoff PATs, including 2 in the snow against the Rams. Zane Gonzalez, bless his heart, and what a story. I don't think anybody is super confident in Gonzalez. I don't think Eagle fans are super confident in Elliott. There's a chance this game is close and that the kickers will end up being the difference. Fingers crossed on that one. Predictions later on in the show. Ben Standing next.
Big weekend this weekend for the Commanders. They play in their first NFC Championship game in 33 years. You'll have the Westwood One broadcast on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. Pregame with myself, Denton Day, and Leno Willingham starts 11 a.m., goes to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on 106.7 The Fan. Will be live from Honor Brewery in Sterling with a watch party to follow as the game kicks off with the sports junkies. Jalen Hurts was a full participant in practice on Thursday for the Eagles. Not a surprise there. Expected him to go this entire week. Elsewhere across the NFL, Liam Cohen apparently will take a head coaching job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was in talks with them, then decided to go back to Tampa Bay on what we thought was a huge extension to be their offensive coordinator. And then the Jaguars fired Trent Baalke, and he's going back and having conversations with the Jags. Expect him to be officially named the head coach potentially today. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders are nearing an agreement with Pete Carroll to be the team's next head coach. This according to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport. So Pete Carroll could be joining Tom Brady over there in Las Vegas as the team's new head coach. Locally, the Capitals beat the Kraken 3-0 to win their sixth in a row. Alex Ovechkin scored goal number 875. That's 20 away from passing Wayne Gretzky. The Terps got a huge road win. They crushed Illinois 91-70. Juju Reese went for 27 and 17. Derek Queen added 25. And that's what's trending.